This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Yesterday, Uma and I were talking about, I guess, some of the mismanagement, mishaps in the bureaucracy involved in getting those ballot forms to those overseas voters, and a lot of finger-pointing towards the Election Commission, towards the organization of it. And in this instance, news about more polling and counting agents being barred from the polling stations tomorrow as the EC has run out of pacha cards to issue as passes for them.
Yeah, I'm going to say that they're probably immune to the finger-pointing by now.
Yeah.
So, specifically, Johor's PKR chairman, Hassan Karim, saying that the state EC told him that they didn't have enough cards for agents. He said that there was a card shortage nationwide, but the state EC chief, Shafi Tayyip, denied that there was a shortage. He said about 100,000 of those passes were provided for the agents, representing 247 candidates contesting for both parliamentary and state seats. So he's saying that perhaps there was a miscommunication when the passes were distributed, or some parties may have requested for additional passes.
Yeah, so they're sort of going on the tone of how each candidate is eligible to one pass per channel, and they, of course, might be able to give additional passes during a change or shift. But, you know, these are things that needed to be ironed out, not, you know, in 2 or 3 days before polling day. This was something that needed to be thought of weeks ago.
Well, months ago.
Months ago,
And I suppose, you know, especially with training going on for volunteers to come in for pacha and the likes. I mean, you would have expected those numbers to be much higher, I imagine, than they normally would be. And so what they're, I mean, they're thinking about it this way. They're saying, you know, how much is it to actually get a card? You know, what is it to print, you know, cards that cost a few cents, for example?
Right.
You know, it's better to have an overrun than an underrun.
Well, I would suggest to folks next time, I mean, you know, wherever you're printing flags and buntings and posters, there's no shortage of that.
Get in on the passes.
I think so. I think you might get a better rate. So we're going to be crossing over to Sharul Aman Mohamed Sairi, the deputy chairperson at Bursay. Sharul, thank you for being with us on the evening edition. And so these reports of insufficient pacha passes have come from the federal opposition, but the Johor Election Commission have since refuted these claims. What do you know so far?
Well, we've also received the same information from Johor. Specifically, the PKR Johor, they are claiming that they don't have enough passes for the pacha. Initially, I think they resolved it later on. But the very funny thing is that when they first came in to the SPR office and asked for the passes, they only got partial of the passes. And the SPR officer told them that they can print their own passes. So this is very, it's quite a strange answer. But I think they resolved it later on. We also had, I think another place that we received information was in Klang, but that was a few days before this. But that also has been resolved. But it's not widespread. There are some places who have this problem. Some places are okay. By the end of the day, EC, SPR is actually responsible to ensure that everything is sufficient for the coming polling day. So giving out messages like pachas can print out their own pacha, I don't think it's official. I don't know whether this is a discretion of the officer, but it is striking the panic button to the pachas, definitely, because everybody knows what happened on nomination day when one of the candidates was allowed to enter the nomination centre and was disqualified eventually.
Right, but how clear have the guidelines been on the allocation and distribution of these passes?
I think it's pretty simple. One pacha for each candidate, per saluran, per time. But the candidates who are prepared early will not have problems. I did call some constituents and they were saying they had no problems because they prepared early and their team is strong. I think problems are coming in from places where they have insufficient pacha and names are pouring in last minute, that kind of thing, maybe. So if you prepare early, then it should be okay. But whatever it is, the candidates have to really go back to the RO and SPR in their respective constituents, work out with them clearly to ensure that none of these pacha pass issues arise tomorrow.
Right. And Cheryl, do you foresee more challenges in getting enough pachas out to the polling stations tomorrow?
I mean, we are anticipating surprises. We need to anticipate surprises. And we advise the pacha make sure they get the borang 14, the form 14, and get it signed because it is the legitimate results for them to bring back. That is very important. If there's any discrepancy of less than 4% of the counting, they can fight for a recount. And we are also going to pass the pachas the electoral roll discrepancies that we find, that we actually declared in our press conference a few days back on the dubious voters and penghuni hantu and such, so that they are on the lookout of this of names. But at the same time, we are also advising the pachas and also the public not to be overly zealous with things like foreigners. We don't want to create a scenario where we are targeting foreigners and every foreigner is a suspect of a phantom voter, that kind of thing. Be sane, be rational, go out tomorrow, do your duty for the pacha, take all the necessary actions and keep a sharp eye and ear.
All right. So, Cheryl, what about the voters? I mean, there's all sorts of information floating around on social media, you know, about the do's and the don'ts. But do you have any final bits of advice to give to the electorate?
We do hope that on the voter side, to actually prepare early, go out early, go to the voting center early, because we have detected like some places, I think at least one in Subang Jaya, if I'm not mistaken, like the school in Subang Jaya, they actually changed the polling center to another place. They put up a banner and I think they changed the system, but maybe not all people will be aware. So if you come early, then you may have time to, you know, just travel to the new polling station. I mean, anything can happen. I think we had a case in the advanced voter when a policeman was disallowed to vote and he made a police report because somebody else voted for him. So he made a police report. I mean, these kind of things do happen. So bring as much proof as you have that you are the eligible voter. The important thing is your identity card. So prepare early, go out early, fulfill your duty, feel great about it, that you have performed a very historic duty for our future leadership.
Well, Cheryl, thank you very much for weighing in on this. That was Cheryl Aman Mohamad Sa'ri, Deputy Chairperson at Bursa, clarifying on this issue of insufficient passes for pacha, at least in the state of Johor. And, of course, we're seeing reports of other states seeing it. And, you know, he was commenting on some of the issues that might arise tomorrow. You know, inexperienced pachas might be overzealous in protesting a particular count. Some might not be experienced enough to actually watch out for the instances of fraud. And it's a very delicate balancing act to make this process go smoothly, and that's what we hope for. And I think that's a key thing, that there's so many volunteers. I've got two friends of mine actually who've actually registered and signed up, and they only find out where they get posted. So one friend is going to Pahang, another friend has been shipped off to Miri.
Yeah.
And it's a real amazing network of volunteers that are ensuring that this process goes well.
I think it is. And would you agree that we've seen more and more of this education over the years, and lots more volunteers signing up, at least over the past two elections?
Simply because there's so many questions about the legitimacy of our process, that you need this many volunteers to make sure that it goes well. And there's so much, to look back on what we can improve on when it comes to the mistakes of previous elections.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.